In the first chapter of James, we are given six principles to be used with trouble experiences, which are tests of faith. Let me remind you tonight that there are different categories of trouble experiences. I think that it would probably be helpful at the beginning of this study that we resume to take a moment and point out at least five categories of trouble experiences which are specified in the Scripture. It would probably be helpful to all of us to know at least these different categories of trouble that come to those who are believers in the Lord. The Apostle Peter gives three of these categories, and we may turn for a moment to his first letter, and I will point out to you in the first letter of the Apostle Peter how he mentions three different categories of trouble that come to those who are the Lord's people. In the third chapter of his letter, and verses 12 through 14, he speaks of the suffering of Christ trouble experiences. The suffering of Christ trouble experiences. Notice these as he describes them at verse 12 of the third chapter. And verse 14. For the eyes of the Lord are upon over the righteous, and his ears are open unto their prayers. But the face of the Lord is against them that do evil. And who is he that will harm you if you be followers of that which is good? And if you suffer for righteousness' sake. Now in a moment we'll go further in the passage, and you'll see that he specifies this even further. But here is the mention of suffering or trouble for righteousness' sake. If you suffer for righteousness' sake, happy are you, and be not afraid of their terror, neither be troubled. Verse 16, having a good conscience, that whereas they speak evil of you as of evildoers, they may be ashamed who falsely accuse your good manner of life in Christ. This, as you read it carefully, you will see refers to the sufferings of Christ. And here are trouble experiences which are suffering of Christ, trouble experiences. Secondly, he mentions in the 15th verse and of the chapter, and particularly over in chapter 2, the 15th verse of the 4th chapter, a second category, and also in the 4th chapter he refers to the suffering experiences I have just mentioned as the first category. Notice in the 4th chapter again, verse 14, but if you be reproached for the name of Christ, happy are you, for the Spirit of glory and of God resteth upon you. On their part he is evil spoken of, but on your part he is glorified. So here is another reference to the suffering of Christ, trouble experiences. The 13th verse preceding that states, rejoice inasmuch as ye are partakers of Christ's sufferings, that when his glory shall be revealed, you may be glad also with exceeding joy. So that's the first category, the suffering of Christ, trouble experiences. In the 15th verse of this chapter, he mentions a second category, but let none of you suffer as a murderer or as a thief or as an evildoer or as a busybody in other men's matters. And in chapter 2, verse 20, he refers to this same category with these words, for what glory is it if when you are buffeted for your faults, here is trouble that comes upon you, as he puts it, for your faults. What glory is it if you take that patiently? But the last part, of course, of the verse refers to the first category, the suffering of Christ troubles. But if you have suffering of Christ trouble and take it patiently, this is acceptable with God. So in the first part of the 20th verse of chapter 2, There is a reference to what I have called personality fault trouble experiences, and that's exactly what it is. You're an evildoer, you're a busybody, or as Peter declares it in the 20th verse of this second chapter, you're false. And you have suffering, you have trouble because of your faults. And so this is a second category of trouble that may come into a person's life because he has faults in himself, he's an evildoer, a busybody, etc. Now, Peter refers to a third category of trouble experience in the first chapter of the book in verses 6 and 7. In this you greatly rejoice, though now for a season, if need be, you are in heaviness through manifold trials, that the trial of your faith, being much more precious than of gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ. And here, of course, he refers to the third category, which is the test of faith, trouble, experience. So Peter refers to three categories, and there are other categories mentioned in the Scriptures. Hebrews chapter 12, verses 5 through 7, refer to the chastening of God, trouble experiences that can come upon an individual. And there in that 12th chapter of Hebrews, we have these words, "And have you forgotten the exhortation which speaketh unto you as unto sons? My son, despise not the chastening of the Lord, nor faint when you are rebuked of him, for whom the Lord loves, he chastens, and scourges every son whom he receives. If you endure chastening, God deals with you as with sons, for what son is he whom the Father chasteneth not?" Here is trouble, a trouble experience, which falls in the category of chastening of God, trouble. Romans chapter 8 gives a fifth category of trouble experience. And you may want to take the time quickly to turn to the 8th chapter of Romans and find in verses 18 through 23 what we can call the mortal body trouble experiences. There are many, many, many trouble experiences that come upon us simply for the fact and the reason that we are partakers of mortal bodies. And this is referred to in Romans chapter 8 and verses 18 and following. "For I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. For the earnest expectation of the creation waiteth for the manifestation of the sons of God. For the creation was made subject to vanity, not willingly, but by reason of him who hath subjected the same in hope, because the creation itself also shall be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of God. For we know that the whole creation groaneth and travaileth in pain together until now, and not only they, but ourselves also, who have the first fruits of the Spirit, even we ourselves groan within ourselves, waiting for the adoption," that is, the redemption of our body. And this passage refers to the fact that just as all of creation suffers because, of course, of the fall, because it has become basically affected by sin and the rebellion, and we are a part of that creation. And just as all of creation has suffering or trouble because of that, we too have bodies that are mortal bodies, and we groan waiting for the redemption of the body. And there is the category of trouble which is simply mortal body trouble experience. Sometimes you and I have trouble that is not chastening of God. It is not necessarily personality fault trouble experience. It is not the suffering of Christ trouble experience. It is not even primarily a test of faith trouble experience. It is principally and basically a result of the fact that we have mortality and we have mortal bodies, and there is a certain amount of suffering and trouble that is inherent in the fact that we are mortal. 1 Corinthians chapter 15 points this out. We'll not turn this evening to read, but you remember in the 15th chapter of 1 Corinthians, verses 42 and following, how we read of the fact that this corruption must put on incorruption, or this corruptible must put on become incorruptible, and this mortal must put on immortality, because we are partakers of mortal bodies. And so there is trouble experience, which is mortal body trouble experience. There are, therefore, at least five categories of trouble experiences that I know are mentioned in the Bible, and I have listed them for you here. Now, James chapter 1, where we look this evening, is dealing with one category of trouble. That is, James chapter 1 is dealing with the kind of trouble that is a test of faith. If you want to know an example of it, if you will wait in just a few minutes, we will, in the study of the verses that are before us tonight, come to another biblical example of a test of faith trouble experience. But you will notice that this is specifically the kind of trouble experience that is dealt with in the first chapter of James. For, as you look at verses 2 and 3, James makes it specific and clear. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various testings, knowing this, that the testing of your faith worketh steadfastness or stability. And so in the third verse, James clearly specifies that he is dealing now in this letter to these Jewish believers, that he is dealing with the category of trouble that is a test of faith kind of trouble. Now, in the verses that follow in the chapter, in the rest of the chapter, we find six or perhaps seven. I'm not sure in my study whether to separate two of these or not, but we find either six or seven principles that are given to us to be used with these kinds of trouble experiences. We've looked at three or four of them, and I will quickly refer to them as we prepare to go on with the study here this evening. Principle number one was given in the second verse, and it was the principle of positiveness or joy toward the experience. James says that in this kind of trouble experience that is a test of faith, count it all joy. That is, reckon that it is an experience that ultimately is going to bring gladness. So that when you experience trouble that falls in the category of test of faith, principle number one is this: reckon that this experience is ultimately going to bring gladness and joy to the heart. Approach it with the principle of positiveness, reckoning or counting it that it will be for joy. Second principle is in verses 3 and 4, and it is the principle of perspective. That is, always keep in mind the purpose for this kind of trouble experience. The purpose is, as James says, to bring stability, which is one of the 10 or 11 marks of spiritual maturity. And so the second principle that we are to practice in a trouble experience that is a test of faith is that we are to keep in mind what the purpose of it is, to bring us to greater maturity spiritually, and specifically to bring us to greater stability. Principle number three was given in verses 5 through 8, and it is the principle of perception by means of prayer in faith. That is, during this kind of trouble, God promises wisdom. That is, He promises to give to you the application of knowledge, the knowledge that you have gotten. God promises to apply that knowledge to the problem, and that's wisdom. If you pray in faith, that is, if you pray on the basis of God's promises, and fully ready to accept the guidance of God. When you pray on the basis of God's promise, a specific promise of God, fully ready to accept the guidance of God, then God promises to give the application of knowledge to the trouble experience. So this is the principle of perception by means of praying in faith or believing. Then principle number 4 is given in verses 9 through 12, and it is the principle of perseverance, which simply is this, that in this kind of trouble experience, one is simply to, the one thing that one is simply to do is to endure. Simply to hold on, keeping in mind God's special reward that He has for people who come to maturity by trouble and suffering. And so that's the fourth principle, that while you're praying in faith, in the meantime that you're praying in faith, waiting for the perspective that God gives you, or the perception that God gives you, the wisdom that God gives you, you are simply to endure as you pray in faith. Now, principle number 5 is given to us in the 13th through the 18th verses of the chapter. I will state the principle, then I will quickly read through the verses, and we will go back and develop them through an exposition of the verses. Verses 13 through 18, the fifth principle is the principle of responsibleness. That is, responsible to identify your personal inclinations, your personal urgings, in distinction to that which is godly. Let me read the passage, and then we will go back, and I shall present this to you in some detail. Let no man say, when he is tempted, "I am tempted of God." Let him not say that. For God cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempteth he any man. But every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust and enticed. Then when lust hath conceived, it bringeth forth sin, and sin, when it is finished, bringeth forth death. Do not err, my beloved brethren. Every good and every perfect gift is from above, and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. Of his own will begot he us with the word of truth, that we should be a kind of first fruits of his creatures. So here in these verses is presented a fifth principle, which is the principle of being personally responsible to identify what are our own personal urges in distinction to that which is from God. You will notice that the verse begins, the 13th verse begins, "Let no man say when he is tempted, I am tempted of God." Now, to this point in the chapter, the testings that were mentioned in the first 12 verses were from God. Of course, you see this back in verses 2 and 3, knowing this, that the testing of your faith is for a purpose of developing steadfastness. Up to this point, the temptation or the testings that are mentioned have been from God. And in this sense, we see the example, another example of a test of faith trouble experience back in Genesis chapter 22. Turn for a moment to Genesis 22 and notice that the scriptures declare there in verse 1 that God did tempt Abraham. But notice in chapter 22 of Genesis and in verse 1, where the scriptures declare that God did tempt Abraham, that it is a test of faith that is referred to. And it came to pass after these things that God did tempt or test Abraham and said unto him, "Abraham," and Abraham said, "Behold, here I am. And the rest of that chapter tells how God tempted, or we would say tested, Abraham. What did he do? He told Abraham to take his only son into the mountain and offer him up as a sacrifice. This is trouble, but it's a test of faith category of trouble, you see. A trouble experience which was a test of Abram's faith. God does bring this kind of temptation, if you use that word, testing. God does.